Extreme PC UK.
Why hello everybody and welcome to episode 208 of Extreme PC UK podcast. I'm your host Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK all across the world. And today on the show we have...
GreyGamer25, see me on the trackway and on Grey's Green Room.
Hello there, my name's Rosslight. You can find me everywhere underneath the name Rosslight. Also, check out my Minecraft server. It's awesome.
What's the Minecraft server called?
I can't even remember what it's called.
It's called Rosslight.
So it's not called Rosslight.
No, it's not. It's
Is it not called Rosslight's Minecraft server?
That's what I figured, right?
You can't come on and say to everybody, join my server, my name's Rosslight, and then not tell them the server.
Right.
MC.rosslight.network is the server name if you want to go and search it up.
That's better. Okay. That is better. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome everybody into the chat. Whilst we fill up with people. How you all been doing? Are you all doing all right?
Yeah, doing good. Playing games, doing stuff.
Moving along smoothly. Right. So, I'm going to do a little bit of an intro first, and then we're going to have to do a follow-up on Starfield, and lots of people talking about it still. I just wanted to say just quickly, if anyone has any questions for the podcast, you can put them in our Discord. Just search Extreme PC UK and join the Discord, and you can just put them in that room, or you can send them into contact@extremepcuk.co.uk, and I'll get the questions added to this list, and they'll be on next week. Next up, I want to say thank you to everybody that Discord's on sub.
Subs on Discord.
Do you know what? If I tried to get that backwards, I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know how I do that, but I do it with lots of random things. Sometimes I'll just take some letters and twist them around a little bit just to see if people are listening. Cheers to everyone that does a Discord sub. If anyone wants to do a Discord sub, they're like £1.50 or something. It changes all the time with whatever it is. And I do appreciate everybody that does that. You just go on Discord and it'll pop up a little link and you just click on it. So I appreciate that. Next up, I was going to say, right, you do realise that I'm back to streaming. I've started streaming in the daytime again when I'm at work. And basically, Ross's chair's just broke.
I was just going to say, Ross is back at that chair again. Dude, you had time to get a new chair.
He just needs to buy a new chair. Like, his chair's terrible, man. Look at it.
Just sit on a folding chair, man. Sit on a box.
Stand up. Let's leave him standing up. Just leave it.
I'll stand up the whole podcast, eh?
Go on then, stand up then. We don't mind. But yeah, anyway, so moving on. So what I started doing is I started streaming Starfield, and we're going to talk about Starfield in a second. And I've got to be honest, it doesn't feel like the best game to be like streaming. It's all story driven. There's not really a lot for people to get involved with. And I just sort of felt like it was just a bit annoying. So I actually decided to see, because do you remember I used to do the Euro Truck Simulator, and we'd play music over the stream, and I'd drive the truck around, people would get in on the convoy, and then people would use points to put their own music in, and they'd play all sorts of funny music. Well, I decided to turn the VODs off for the streams, and we started to do that, and it was actually really, really funny. We had a really funny time today. There's a couple of us driving around, and loads of people just playing loads and loads of songs and stuff. So I just wanted to say, if you see me go live, if you want to get involved with Euro Truck and drive around with us and just have a bit of fun, play some tunes and that's what I've been doing. And I get a lot more people watching because it's much more funny what happens. I just wanted to get that out there to everybody because I'm back in the week sometimes.
And I want to tell everybody that I was there. I didn't drive a truck, but I was in the chat. And we really like Just a Nice Guy's music, didn't we?
Oh, man. It's killer. It was like some Hungarian... techno vibe.
I don't know what it was.
Belgium, I don't know. German, it was crazy, and it was just like headbanging music that was like, and just imagine a nightmare, and then that was what he was playing, and he just kept playing it relentlessly.
Imagine taking a nail, holding it in your forehead, and then just banging it in. That's about what it was.
But you liked it. Yeah, but you was only in the stream for like 5 minutes, but we was there for like 5 hours, so it was that constantly. Man, it was crazy.
And after a while, Nick was going crazy. He's sitting there going like, what is this? Somebody please put something else in.
Yeah, yeah. GR502 says, you should stream Payday 3. We're going to be talking about Payday 3 later in the show. I had a couple of goes on that earlier. So we're going to be talking about that. But first, what we need to do first is we need to do a catch-up about Starfield. So we're about just over 2 weeks in now. We've all had a chance to play the game. We'd done a big special on it last week from what our first thoughts were. And we're going to kick it off as well because DJ Crawford has a question about Starfield. And he says, okay, now that we're a bit in after Starfield release, how many folk are drifting off to something else? And then he says, I think Starfield is a good game, not a great game like Fallout 3, Skyrim, etc. I noticed there are some of you drifted back into Star Citizen. I'd love to know why. Now, do you want me to go first or do you not want to start first?
You can go first.
Yeah, go first.
I'll tell you what, we'll run through what we're feeling about it. So for me, Starfield is a good game. And I think at first sight, it looked amazing. Like they were saying, oh, you could do so much with the interiors of the ships and so much with this and so much with that. And there's one thing that's killed the game for me. And it really, really has ruined the game for me. And that is this Game Plus crap. Yeah, so the thing that...
New Game Plus, you were starting to go, everything ruined me, and I knew it, and then you went...
Like... So, yeah, I was just saying, with this New Game Plus stuff, for somebody like me, as you all know, I'm autistic, and I like to collect things, and I like to do things my own way, and I found that this really frustrated me. The fact that I just wanted to play the game, and what I was loving about the game is being openness and doing what I want. Go off there, find a mission, do it. Go off there, do that. Very quickly, it came out about this Game Plus where basically you play through the whole game, you complete the main storyline, and then you get into Game Plus. Game Plus gives you like extras and more points and stuff like that. It's Game Plus. But you have to complete the storyline first. Now, for me, that's just pissed me off because, like Comic was saying, he's like, just leave it, carry on playing the game how you want to play, which is fine. But I can't do that because I know that I'm going to lose everything to start the game again. So what I focused on doing is I focused on trying to get through the storyline. Now, storyline's all great, don't get me wrong. It's got a good storyline, and I'm enjoying it. And I'm probably 4 missions from the end of the storyline. But what it's sort of done for me is it sort of made me feel like I'm running through the game as quick as possible to then play the rest of the game, which is not the main game. I don't know if you get what I mean. So it's like I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. If I try and play the game just normally now, I'm always going to feel like I'm not going to get that special treat from the Game Plus. And if I play through it to the Game Plus, I feel like I've completed the game and there's no reason to continue. And it's sort of made me just feel like really annoyed. And I'm forcing myself to get on. But I have found myself, like DJ Crawford said, I have found myself floating off into other games. That said... The reason why you're seeing a lot of people go to Star Citizen, it's not because they've played Starfield and they're like, oh, I want to go back to Star Citizen. It's because Star Citizen 3.20 came out. It got released a couple of days ago. And in that, it's got the new Hull C, which is the massive, massive freighter. So lots of people are flying back to go to that. But I'll tell you what, we'll get the view of you two as well. So, Gray, give me your view on the game since you've been getting in.
I of course, I watched you on stream and I understand, and I think for people like you that have autism and or similar type things, I can understand totally what you go through and the reason why you said that. However, it was your choice, and you decided that you wanted to do it that way. Now, I decided to do it that way as well, right along with you, and my view on it is a little different. I'm having a really good time with the main missions. I'm taking my time. I'm not buzzing through them because I saw I watched you buzz through them. You weren't even letting them talk. You're just going.
Yeah, I'm just skipping everything and just trying to get through to the end. Right. I'm going to get to the next section.
I'm going through everything and I'm letting them talk and like I play it like I usually do. I listen to almost everything they say. Blah blah blah. And I'm having a good time with the main missions. Now I don't know how I'm going to feel when I get to New Game Plus, but I believe I probably will be just fine because that's not the usual way I play RPGs. The usual is kind of more like what you said, Nick. You play, you explore, you do a few main missions, you a couple of sides, then you go back to main, then back to sides, and back to exploring, blah, blah, blah. So this time I'm gonna go for it, do the main, do the New Game Plus. And the only reason I'm doing that is because the New Game Plus does, without spoiling, allow you to get a thing or two. But there is so much going on in Starfield, and some of the little articles I've read here and there or a video that I see once in a while, there is so much stuff to discover in this game. Oh my God! So I think once I'm done with the main story, I'll be happy as a clam because there's so much stuff.
Well, to continue,
to continue and do the game. Like then I'm going to concentrate on doing the sides. Then I'm going to concentrate on getting outposts.
I do worry a little bit, like if I because I'm running through the main storyline to get to the point where Game Plus starts, and then I could be, it's like I'm free, I can do what I want now. Right, now I can enjoy stuff. But I'm worrying that if I go through the game, main game, I get to the Game Plus, and then it's like, oh yeah, building bases and spaceships, it becomes a bit pointless because there's no reason, if you know what I mean. I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
But that's not true, because even in Fallout and some other games, you still enjoy building the bases, and there's so many different things you can do and so many things you can explore. I mean, there's like a million Easter eggs I heard in this game. I saw a video where this guy found 25 different Easter eggs, either homages to other games or just, you know, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just what he was able to find in a few days. Imagine
DJ Crawford asked his question, and he just put in chat. Nick went back to Vampire Survivors, Star Citizen, UTS, what's that? Euro Truck Simulator. Not stalking, honest, mate. I actually went back to a lot more games than that. I also played Crusader Kings 3. I played, not Starbound, there's another one. Because I'm not going to lie, like, I can't stress to you enough how much this has put me off the game. It really has stressed me out with the game. And like, I know it's not for everybody, it's not going to do the same thing, but for me personally, it really has pissed me off.
But I think there's another reason, though, too. I, like you, I don't think Starfield, to me anyway, is a game that's all that exciting to watch on a stream, because it's an RPG that's you know, a single campaign, and so you just kind of like, you know, you don't really participate with other people. It's not really made for that. As soon as you switch to a game that was, you know, that was more co-op, you immediately doubled your viewers.
Yeah.
New Game Plus for me is an interesting one, because I feel like it's a terrible implementation in a game this expansive. Like, Starfield itself is too big to have a New Game Plus included onto it. It's for something like your God of Wars, where you play for the story anyway and you don't really pay attention to the side stuff.
Because you're going that way anyway.
Yeah, but Starfield is way too expansive. It would have been better for them to be like, hey, there's this thing you can activate in the universe that makes it so you can revisit some old missions and you still stay in your own universe and you still got all your same because stuff.
You think how many people, would you not be pissed off if you put like, say, 1,000 hours into this game and then you finally completed it at your own pace and then it completes, it's like, oh, New Game Plus, do you want to play again with all of this and you'll lose your original game? You'll be like, what? I don't want to lose my game.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I mean, normally I never play New Game Plus ever in any games. I just don't, because it's anticlimactic to me.
I didn't know about New Game Plus until this podcast, and I was just like, that's an interesting thing for them to implement. But I would have just gone through the whole game without. I would have done exactly what you said, Nick. I would have gone through thousands of hours of playing this game to get to the end.
And that's the way it's meant to be played.
Yeah, it's meant to be played, but you go and discover and explore everything. But now, this New Game Plus, I think it's a terrible execution for a brilliant game.
Yeah.
Like, Starfield is amazing how it is and how you play it through it. And there's some things that I've discovered which I won't say because, spoilers, if you haven't already played the game, go and play it. Maybe in the next couple of weeks, when it's been like a month or two, I might start dropping some spoilers here and there. But it's an interesting thing, because I can't think of a situation where anyone would be happy getting rid of all the ships and all the gear, because I was just running through a random dungeon the other day, like a little random mining facility out in the middle of nowhere in like the far corner of the universe there's not even any missions out there. And I was like, ooh, this is a shotgun with a silencer on. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose that at the end. And it's just going to be like, oh, I'm going to have to try to find that again.
Yeah. Even if they would have just let you keep the game and continue, but with like bonuses or summons, you know, that would have been good. But the thing is, I don't actually know what happens at the Game Plus. Because the comic won't tell me, because he said it's going to spoil things and he doesn't want to give me any spoilers. The Gazbeard says what pissed him off with Starfield is that 10 bazillion content creators crawled out of the woodwork and made videos and streams of all the bugs and glitches and cheats and speedrun tips. No one just played it. And that is very true, dude, because like for me, I don't know what people are going to think on this. I've got a feeling people are going to feel the same. It does fit a Bethesda game very well, and they have done a very good job at the game for having no bugs and stuff like that. I haven't come across a lot, even though the first two missions for me were bugged, and I couldn't find where to go because they were completely bugged. But I've got to admit, if I was to put Starfield and Fallout 4 or Fallout 76, forgetting all the problems with the multiplayer, I feel like the Fallout world had something much more captivating in it. I think the lore, I think how it's like sort of past and present and future all in one. And it's got that like 40s to 60s feel in there as well, whatever it is, or 20s or whatever year it is, I don't know. Whereas Starfield is just all space. So wherever you go, whatever you do, it's just space station, spaceship, or it's this planet, or it's that planet. Do you know? Do you get what I mean or not? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I kind of get what you're saying, but it depends how you play Starfield itself, because there's bases you can build, you can create zoos, you can create outposts, you can customize ships. There's a lot more little minuscule details that you won't find in any of the old Fallout games, whereas Fallout is more like, hey, there's mutants over there, go and kill them. Oh, there's stuff over there, go and kill it.
How do you feel about the fast travel? That you can just, like, for me, I haven't flown my ship anywhere. I'll just go, I'm on that planet.
Wait a minute, that's because you're barreling through the main mission to get to the new game plus. If you weren't, you would fly it around a little bit. I don't fly it around a lot, but I purposely will take off from the planet because I want to fly a little, and then I'll set my course and go to the planet. So I kind of use, the fast travel maybe 70% of the time, and the other 30% I kind of don't do it, so I get some better cutscenes and fly around a little bit.
So there's a lot of secrets and stuff and like a lot of Easter eggs whilst you're flying around your spaceship. Like, I found the magic school bus in space.
Only you would find the bloody magic school bus.
I told you, there's so many Easter eggs, man.
Only you.
Yeah, did you get to, this is not a big surprise, and it's all over the internet, but Ross, did you get to the Halo planet?
No, not yet. I've been looking for it. I've not looked at where it is. I'm just going to discover it. Yeah. Naturally, I know it's there somewhere in that universe, but I will not look up where it is. Like, I've been keeping away from most.
What, you're just gonna randomly try and find it out of 1,000 planets?
Yeah, that's my goal.
And how do you know when you get it? Is it got a name or anything?
It's called Reach. I will know when I see it
because I will know.
I have played Halo so much.
I read this and then I DM'd Ross and I said, Ross, you gotta find this.
I was just about to go live as well. I was just like, all right, this live stream is going to be dedicated to trying to find that planet. But there's like little random missions you can do whilst you're flying about in space. Like the meteorites, you can blow them up and get.
I know, you really like that, don't you? You really like the fact you can blow them up and take stuff. But it's always water, isn't it? It's always water.
No, but here's another thing. Certain meteorites that you blow up activate traps. Basically, spaceships come out of nowhere to come and attack you because you've just destroyed the mining facility. They're like, well, using that meteorite.
That's cool.
And
that's cool.
I was like, haha, I blew it up because I was bored.
Yeah, see, I haven't really got into any of that yet because I'm so focused.
Neither have I, but so that's why I think we have to be careful on how you and I both say things about it, because there's so much stuff.
Yeah, well,
like
I'm really hoping because I'm like four missions from the end. And then as soon as the end comes, I'm going to get the game plus, I'm going to start. And at that point, I'm going to walk out of that ship and I'm going to be like, right, I'm just, because what I like to do is I just like to walk off in a random direction, talk to someone, and they go, oh, I've got this mission. Do you want to do this? I go, all right. And that takes me to a weird planet. That planet, when I'm there, I'll survey it all. I'll look at all the buildings on the planet. I'll take whatever I can. I'll salvage whatever I can. And then I'll go back and build a ship, or I'll take another ship. And I will naturally progress through the game with no worry in the world about actually getting any further, apart from just enjoying the atmosphere. But I do need to get past this game plus first. It, like, trying to stream that game, you saw me, Gray. I was getting angry. You could see me. You could see the red ometer filling up. Like, he's going to explode in a minute. Gray starts texting me on private message. Dude, are you all right? I can see you getting really angry on stream. Are you going to be all right, mate?
Trying to get through it, just like, I'm fine, don't worry.
Yeah, he knows when it's coming, man. He knows when it's coming.
Can I ask a question real quick? What's the most powerful weapon you found so far, like, in terms of damage?
Okay, so I don't know what it's called, but I found a weapon today which is like an electronic square gun. I don't know what the damage is, but it when I'm fighting the Starborn, is it Starborn?
Yeah,
two or three shots, they're dead. So it's pretty good. But other than that, I was using the double barrel shotgun. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, that's Ashta something, I think.
I don't know what it's called.
I have a double barrel shotgun. I think it's called Ashta. And
well, you've got your automatic shotgun and you've got double barrel shotgun.
Right, but if you're going by just pure damage statistics, then the shotgun is like 127, whereas the other guns are 20, 30, 40.
Well, the thing is, I've got this handgun, and I can't remember what it's called. It's just one little handgun, and it's the most powerful gun I've got. And whatever I shoot...
Same.
Yeah, whatever I shoot at, it kills it, but it's really hard to aim the little bastard.
I have like 11 guns right now.
Damn, that's it, only 11? You need to get the numbers up. There's some rookie numbers right there. I've got guns.
Out of the 11, the 6 are rare, so that's cool.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to, is building a base on a planet where I like to go to, and building a base with all of my guns in one room, all of my outfits I collect, everything, take it back, put it in there. So it's like a whole building. And one thing this game does amazingly is the amount of items you can pick up and take is a lot. Like,
yes, it is.
And I got the lodge as well. I've got the lodge, which you lot don't have, because I took a mortgage out and that settled down and everything in game.
No.
I don't care about the lodge. I've got a bounty on my head at all times, so I'm constantly murdering people and I love it to bits. the weapon I've got is a hand cannon. It does 182 damage, and I got it from a level 50 character when I was level 20, and I was just like, I am using this.
Yeah, but was you on easy setting?
No, I'm on normal at the moment. I've checked that out. I'm not on easy. I'm on normal.
Just quickly, the Gazbeard has a question. Have you all completed the Mantis mission and gone pirate hunting in the Razor Leaf yet? I think I've done that.
I've done the Mantis mission.
I do remember the mission as far as it being offered, but I didn't do it because I'm going through the main. So I haven't done that.
The Gazbeard does put in there what the most powerful weapons are, but I don't want to give any spoilers out, so I won't read them out for anyone that's just listening. DJ Crawford says, you may be one of my favourite return to games for space combat is Rebel Galaxy. I don't think I've ever played Rebel Galaxy. I think we spoke about this before. Have any of you played that?
Mm-mm. Never even heard of it. I don't even know what it is. I'm just oblivious to this game.
Gaz is talking about the Mantis. I will check it out, but I've got to get through this game plus first. But overall the game for me, I am really enjoying the game, but I just feel like I can't immerse into it because I'm forcing my way through at the moment. And I'm just looking for that point, once I do it, that I can just relax and then enjoy the game, and then it'll be my
What you might want to do when you get the new game plus, for you anyway, you should go back and play the main missions again, and this time you can enjoy it.
Nah. I can't do that again. Nah, never.
Oh, okay.
Just going to get them out of the way. They'll be out of the way, and then I can just go through. I'll go to all the places again, but I just won't worry about their main missions.
You'll be done before me, so I'm curious to see how you like it, because I'm taking my time through the main missions.
But I'm going to be honest. A game that's meant to be that good should really be the game that you're like, man, I can't wait to get home today. I want to get on there and play it. And you play it for as long as you can, and then you realize it's got nighttime, it's got morning again, and then you're like, oh man, I should get some sleep. That's how that game should have been. You know?
That game is...
It's giving
like
you that,
is
it?
Too.
Yeah. 110% is giving me that feeling of like, I want to give up on my whole life and just play this game.
You don't want to go to work today because you want to ring in sick.
Literally, it's like, last time I had this feeling about a game was Cyberpunk, and I it's worth playing now, Nick, because of all the updates and stuff. But
it only took a couple of years.
Great, you be silent, you 2-hour gameplay of Cyberpunk.
It's true. But it's true. How it's much you? Better now because it took a long time for them to fix it. Everybody knows.
I'm just going to repeat what happened with Cyberpunk. So that game came out. Gray played it for about 45 minutes and then slated it. Oh man, I was getting complaints from everyone in the world about it. Like, who is this guy and what does he know about computers?
I probably will go back and play it one day now that it's all fixed up.
It's worth a replay. It's an amazing game to play. I played it when I had the flu and I was just dying.
I wish I had the flute.
If you're dying with the flu, how did you enjoy the game? I mean, you're like,
because it was keeping me through every time I coughed up my lung. I was just like, oh, I just killed someone. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm dying as well. And it's one of them.
Yeah.
I hope I never get the flu, but when I've had the flu, right to bed, man, and turned the TV on.
If I've ever had the flu, I've literally got into bed and turned all the lights off, pulled all the curtains, and turned my phone off, and just gone into hibernation. But yeah, so that's Starfield. I'm still going to stick with it, but I did find myself falling off and checking other games out when I was like, especially trying to stream. It just weren't a stream game. So, right, let's move on. If anyone's got any questions about it or anything to say about it, say it now. Right, next up, did you see that Payday 3 came out today? Did any of you know about this?
Yeah, I do know it came out, but I don't know much more beyond that.
Do you know what Payday is?
Yeah, it's a bank robber game or whatever.
Bank robber game.
I haven't played it, so I don't know. I know there's bank robbing involved. And,
so you've seen the game with the famous masks with the American flag on them.
The monkey, right? And there's the guy that's dressed like a clown. And
yeah.
Are they famous? I've just seen the masks. I didn't know they were famous. What they're famous for?
For this game.
Oh.
So you've been like when you're at Insomnia and stuff, you'll see their masks for sale on all the stands.
Yeah, but
they're like they look like scary movie masks, but with the American flag on.
I know which ones you're talking about, but does that mean they're famous for like what in particular? Is it just this game or
famous in the gaming world?
Well, this is where they came. Oh. They came from this game.
Okay, I was thinking like someone might have wore it or done something funny in it.
I don't know. They might have done, but either way, basically in this game, what it is, it's like a 4-player co-op. So imagine like Left 4 Dead, where you've got four of you and you're just running through the mission to get to the other end, yeah? But in this, it's a bit of a take on a sort of first-person shooter like Left 4 Dead. But the idea is you start with a character with nothing and you start off on the lowest bank robbery you can do, which would be like there's a bank and then you and your four mates have to go in, look around a bank, and then it'll be like, oh, right, you need to put your masks on now. You put your masks on, and it's like, right, we're having a stick-up. And what happens is it then gives you, like, objectives to do, and the idea is you go in, you rob a bank, you've got police coming at you and that, you shoot them. So it's a bit like how you'd have, like, CSGO, but where you've got to detonate the bomb, like that sort of feel, but you've got to rob the bank, you've got to get the money out of the vault, put the money into a car, get the car, then you've got to get out of there. And you basically, whatever you come out of the game with, what jewels or money or whatever you've taken, you get to keep that money and use in a vendor shop to buy more weapons with and to buy more skins and more outfits and more masks and stuff like that. And it's just a rinse and repeat game. So we've played Payday 2. It's a very, very popular game back in the day. It's quite old. And loads of us used to play that. And that had all different like custom missions in on the Steam Workshop and stuff like that. Anyway, I was just looking today. I just got off of Starfield, and I happened to see it just popped up. It weren't there earlier, and all of a sudden it popped up saying, "Oh, Payday 3." So I was like, "Oh, Payday 3 just come out." So I said to Leo, "Look, do you want to get on yours?" Hold on, what's up? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, mate. So he just popped up here as well. So basically, got in with me and we played it together. We only had two of us. And the thing is, I'm not very impressed with it. It was clunky, man. And it was like, I don't know if it's because it's first day release, it's on Xbox Game Pass. We couldn't get into a game together to start with. You could see all the matchmaking, but then we couldn't get in. And then when I did actually do a matchmaker, I was like, look, in the end, I was like, look, Leo, I'll get into my game single player or into a lobby. You try and get into a lobby your side. And what actually happened is it then put us into the same lobby, even though we weren't trying. So they've obviously had major problems with getting lobbies started. And you're supposed to bring four players in. Then you go into the game. It just felt clunky, man. Do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me when I used to play Armor. How you like go up to a door and you press it and it's like, clunky door, open the door. And it was just like, throw the bags in there. And it's like picking up bags and throwing them. And no one really knew what was going on. I don't know if anyone else has played it to see what they thought, but I'd love to know people's thoughts on it.
Is there different characters in this game what you fight against, like different tactical people who jump on your face and they make like a really loud noise?
I think you're watching someone else.
No, it's like they make a noise, but it's like...
Wait, you got so loud then that your mic switched off.
No, sorry, I'll do it a bit quieter. It's like...
Yeah, your mic's still gone off, mate.
You're going to have to adjust that software, man.
Yeah, I think it's the noise gate in Discord. Because
try it again, a little bit quieter.
So it kind of goes like, da 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 ding da da.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I think he's been on that pipe again, hasn't he? don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, DJ Cropper wants to know, if you get caught, do you get put away for a long time in Payday?
I don't know, because I didn't get caught. I played two rounds. One of them was going into a bank. We went into the bank. We had to get this Fermite dropped off to the roof. They dropped the Fermite to the roof. Then we went down into the upper floors of the bank, and we put this Fermite on the floor. And then we had to collect more bags of it, and we'd throwing it in, and it was building a bigger and bigger fire, and it was burning the floor. Until all of a sudden, all the police are coming in. They start raiding us. And there's all different types of police and stuff like that, so we're shooting them. And as you're going around the bank, you can pick up like important folders, and you can take money out of that, and you can find like watches and stuff like that. You can get hostages, so I can go up to any person, just grab them around the neck, and then shoot over their shoulder, and then chuck them. You can also trade hostages for money, so I could say, give me a watch and you can have like this hostage or whatever, or for ammo or whatever. But me and Leo both was in it, and we was like, this doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel smooth. It doesn't feel nice. It just felt clunky and rushed, basically. It was like, we ran into the bank. We put a hole in the floor. We started opening up all the lock boxes. We've got these bags. And it's like, where do we go now? And then we run out of the bank. We run up to a car. Car pulls up. We throw the bags in the back. And then we get ambushed again by more police. We kill all of them. And then we jump in the car and go off. And it's like, oh, you've earned 120 grand. So then when we got out of the game, you go into like the vendor screen, and basically you can buy more weapons, like 200 grand, 300 grand for a shotgun, and you can buy like skins. And the whole game is just about collecting, I don't know, like, you know how the Division 2 was, where you'd get lots of upgrades and stuff? It's like that, but you buy them. So, it was all right for a free game, but I wouldn't pay full price for that kind of game. So I'd like to know what other people thought of it. I felt like it was a bit of fun for 5 minutes. Maybe if we get four of us in there, it might be a bit better. But I couldn't see it being a game that I continued to play for a long period of time.
So what you're saying, Nick, is you're a bit divided. Like, there's a division between you and the game. Like, three of them. Like, three different divisions.
Yeah, I get it.
What is that? Because I mentioned division.
Yeah, he's throwing one of those Ross Light jokes.
It's funny because, you know, his jokes aren't even jokes. They're just weird words.
No, there's a division between you and the game.
Side note. They have committed to Division 3, Ubisoft. So there's going to be a Division 3. However, the bad part of that is that it's not going to be out for probably at least 2, 3, 4 years. But at least they're doing it. Finally, they made the announcement.
So, yeah, well, Division 3 will be good. I think Division 3, what happened with that is, Division 2, sorry, was already a long-standing game. And then they'd done something to the weapons, didn't they, which ruined it for everybody. Because you was all up into rainbow weapons and all sorts, weren't you?
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. I still want to get our little group together again. There's a couple of us that want to play. The problem, me personally, is that they could have come out with a Division 3 a lot sooner instead of extending this game over and over and over again for 5, 6 years. I mean, come on. I mean, you could have started working on Division 3.
See how, like, this is how I'm going to compare it. If I look at Payday 3 and I look at Division 2, even though they're slightly different games, if someone said to me, do you want to play Payday 3 or do you want to play Division 2? Division 2 had a way of captivating you into the game. You wanted to you wanted to grab your mates, and you wanted to team up, and you had to be a team. It's like, if there was three of us playing or four of us playing and one of the team just kept doing something else, you'd be like, look, if you don't sort yourself out, you're out, mate. We'll get someone in who's going to play properly, because you needed all of your team there to be able to kill. And it'd be like, kill this guy first. Take that guy. Do this. Go and do that first. And it would be like, you really get stuck into it. But this game, it felt a bit like wishy-washy, like, it's all right, but we don't know what we're doing. We're just shooting things.
Would you say they were just going for a quick payday?
Man, his jokes. Should I just delete him now? Should I kick him?
You're just like... Okay. Sorry, don't kick me.
If you got nothing good to say, Ross...
No, games like this is very interesting, where, like... Division 2 is interesting because of the long life cycle it actually has.
Have you played Division 2?
I have actually played a bit of Division 2. I've actually got a limited edition keychain for Division 2 right here.
Look at Gray's eyes light up.
Ah, cool.
He's like,
I won it in a competition for like gaming for 24 hours. It was kind of a crap gift, but hey ho. Division 2 is a lot better than Destiny, because I think Division 2 and Destiny both came out at the same time, and Destiny at the time was saying, oh, we're going to have a 10-year lifespan, whereas Division 2 has had like 5 or 6 year lifespan at the moment,
right?
And it's still going, which is amazing for a game like that that's online and it's like built around you building with a clan or a team or a group of people and you're all working towards a particular goal. Now, when it comes to games like Destiny or something like that, it just seems a bit... It's a lot better that they've kept...
There's a lot of people that love Destiny.
Yeah, Destiny 2 is good, but
it's
at the same time...
It's still a good game, sure. I played
it. It's still a good game, but the original plan for Destiny was Destiny 1 being a 10-year period, and they gave up on that and made Destiny 2, which was a new game altogether, which then a lot of people in the community hated. Now, with games lasting this long and long lifespans, it's very rare that they keep to that long lifespan and don't just be like, oh, you are...
Yeah, you are Star Citizen, that.
Yeah. Overwatch 2 came out, but there was supposed to be like a 6-7 year lifespan to that. There was a good lifespan to it.
CSGO Overwatch got a good 2... lifespan.
Yeah, CSGO got 10 years, but even now, CSGO is still going to, like, you're transferring all your skins, all your stuff you've earned, so it's not really a new game, more than it's just a graphical update.
See, like, Elite Dangerous. I think Elite Dangerous should bring out a new one. Elite Dangerous whatever. And then it should just be the old game moves forward into a bigger world.
We know that's
bigger.
Never happening. So.
We know that's never going to happen. There's a lot of people. A lot of people keep coming out of the woodwork recently and saying to me, oh, we're still playing Elite. Like, we should go back to it. But I did enjoy it. I loved it. But I don't know.
We all did. I mean, I put in, like, 1700 hours, 1800, that's a lot of hours, but then it just hit the brick wall and that was the end of that.
Yeah,
see, you know, games like Elite as well is quite interesting with the community that's still behind it even to today, like people like you and Nick. I've got, like, Gray, you've got a couple thousand, Nick, you've got a couple thousand hours, you spent quite a bit of money on it, you've sorted out your kit, you've sorted out different timesheets, and you had a whole clan behind you. But because of the lack of updates and the lack of stuff they didn't add to the game that you wanted them to add to the game, it's just been a bit of a slow fade away, which is sad to see.
The major thing in Elite is there's no end game, to really be honest. Once you come up to the point where you're kind of at the end game, it just falls right off the cliff. Leading up to that, there's lots of stuff to do and you have a lot of fun. Then all of a sudden it's... and that's the end. But hey, you know...
But the thing is, the bottom line in Elite Dangerous, it was one major thing, and that one major thing was that everything was... There was a million... All the planets in Elite Dangerous, there's only up to 1% ever been found and discovered. So you've got millions of stars out there to go to, but there's no reason to go to them. Now, all they had to do is make it so that people could go outside the bubble and could build space stations if they work hard. And that would just make the game absolutely amazing. You'd get ecosystems and you'd get people and you'd get towns and you'd get, like, civilization out there in the middle of nowhere, you know,
well, the good,
real
the
people.
The good thing about Starfield is you can do that. That's what I'm kind of looking forward to doing once I get to the new, you know, through the new game plus thing. You can do that in Starfield. It's too bad you couldn't do it in Elite, but that means they'd have to tear the whole thing down, start all up with a new engine and everything. They're just not going to do it.
Do it.
No, we've all said that. They're not going to do it. And they're not going to support
about,
it, and they're not going to pay for it.
Talking about new engines and stuff, I know this is a bit off tilt, and I should have put it in the notes, but have you seen the Ubisoft debacle with them updating the terms of service to basically make it so anytime you download a game, the developer gets charged 20p? So all sorts of games that uses the Ubisoft engine... Was it Ubisoft? No, it was Unreal Engine.
Snowdrop.
DJ Crawford
Ubisoft
says
has a
Unity.
Lot of games on Snowdrop.
Unity engine, that's it. I had to get that right then for a second because I had like four different engines in my head at the same time then. It was a Unity engine debacle.
Also
I do apologize
a V8 engine, but
what?
I said there's also a V8 engine, but that's another story.
Yeah, like all the mechanical parts of that. But yeah, the whole debacle behind that and how the community came out and slated them for it. Even the Minecraft game that's
Terraria.
Terraria. There we go.
What were you trying to say then?
I don't know. I was trying to say Terraria, but I couldn't figure out how to say it.
Terraria. The posh version.
Terraria.
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 I don't know what's going on downstairs in my house, but there's I think there's warfare going on with someone downstairs. So if you hear a lot of shouting,
it must be Terraria.
I'm not gonna live that down, am I? My brain just had a fart moment.
What? You're farted?
Yeah, no, my brain.
Ras farted. Right, let's move on. Let's move on. This conversation is going downhill. We're going to move on. Right, next, Gray, I believe you've got some news for us.
Yeah, a couple of bits of news. First of all, if you're a Resident Evil 4 player, which there's a lot of people out there, the DLC is releasing. And Ada Wong, who's a character in the game, is going to be able to do all kinds of new stuff now. Apparently, she's going to have a grapple gun. She's going to be doing fancy parkour moves. This is all new, based, I guess, to Resident Evil. They haven't done stuff like this before. So,
so they're about to ruin Resident Evil, you mean?
They're about to what?
They're about to ruin it. Because one thing that definitely ruins a collection of games is when, for the last 20 years, they've been played a certain way. And the whole thing about Resident Evil is it was like very slow-paced, not that many bullets, and you'd walk around and do the puzzles and stuff. All of a sudden, it's fast-paced, it's got parkour, and it's turned into Dying Light.
Well, it's called Separate Ways. It's going to drop, actually, drop today.
I think we'll be going Separate Ways.
So you can pick it up.
Hey, I was going to say that.
What'd you say? Sorry?
Nothing. I just got in with one of his jokes before he did it.
Okay.
It's more funny when I say it as well. I'm naturally more funny than he is when he says it. Well, I think it's how he says it.
The next story, it goes back to Starfield for a second. I thought this was pretty funny. Back in some of the Skyrim games, there used to be little bugs in the game that the developers actually kept in the game. For instance, I believe it was Skyrim, where you used to be able to pick up a box, and you would put the box over the merchant's head, and then you could steal everything in his place, and then you take the box off, and he doesn't know anything that happened.
Really?
I mean, it was... Oh, yeah, I used to do it all the time.
Why did I not hear about this, man?
Oh, it's very famous.
I collected every ashtray and every card and every everything. You could also
put a box over like an enemy's head from, you know, behind, being in stealth. They wouldn't know where they were. You just walk around them.
It's like when your dog, you tell a dog off and it goes and puts its head behind the curtains, but its body's still sticking out.
So what happened with Starfield, though, is that they seem to eliminate a lot of these things. You can pick stuff up, but you can't do the box trick anymore. That, you know, they're wise to all this stuff. But
it's in the future in space. Just put a box on their head. They won't know.
Right. But apparently, if somebody did find a bug, and what it is that if you have an NPC and you pick up a heavy box, you can throw it at them, knock them out, and or kill them with the case or with the box, take all their stuff, and everybody around, whether there's a cop, your partner, your companion, nobody cares.
Thinks they've had an accident.
It's just like they just watch it happen and they're just going like, man, we don't notice anything.
It's just robbing this guy blind, so I just threw a box at him.
I was watching a video and I couldn't believe it. The guy just picked the ball and goes clunk, and the guy hits the ground.
Yeah, but has this been checked in game now, or has it been removed?
Yeah, no, it's going in game right now. So far, it's still there, and I have a feeling they might leave it because it's pretty funny. So you just see him like throw the box. The guy goes and hits the ground. He just steals everything on him, and nobody does a darn thing. They just go like, yeah, that's great, no problem. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. So when you're running around Starfield, try doing that and see. Let us know how it went.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna throw a box at somebody. Right, moving on. So the next thing we was gonna talk about now. DJ Crawford actually hit us up about this game in the Discord this week.
Yep.
And it's called Dead Matter. And he basically put it in there. He got a bit spooked for a second because he was like, oh, this game's meant to be crap or whatever. And then he was like, oh, I don't know if I should have put that in there. And I was like, no, it's cool. If anybody ever wants to put a game into the Discord, a link, and then say your feelings on the game or ask people's feelings on the game, what they want, or even get us to take a look at it and talk about it on the podcast, feel free. 90% of the time we'll do it just for a laugh. But this game's called Dead Matter. And Gray, I watched the video on it. And I've got my views on it, but what's your view on it?
Now, did you watch, there's two videos. Did you watch the review video or the one that just was straight footage?
No, I think I watched the review video.
Okay, so I watched the review video, and it's by a guy named Worth a Buy. He's been around a while.
Yeah, he's always slating games, isn't he, though?
No, he likes, there's games he really likes a lot. But this time, I think it was worth every minute of it. So I'm sitting there watching this thing, and this game is really bad. It was, the graphics are horrible. The gameplay was horrible. There was bugs, game crashing, terrible animation. 140 gig download for a game that doesn't even look like it's worth 10 gigs.
It's all the spyware that's in it.
And here's the weird part. It was a Kickstarter funded 9 years ago. So over the course of 9 years of building this game at a price of around $4 million, and some people have said that it could be as high as $9 million, okay? And they come out with this game that's just flat out garbage. It's one of those games. It's one of those things, like, you know how you see a movie and the movie's so bad that it's good because you can sit there and you just laugh at it. That's what this is.
I've got some thoughts behind it.
But the guy that did the review, though, was hilarious. I mean, you got to watch this thing. I'm sitting
there. Yeah, he just ripped it a new arsehole. That was all he done. He just ripped it.
Oh, it was hilarious. I'll just give you one line without ruining, because I can't remember all the lines. He goes, the game runs like a hippo with no legs. And he was just making comments like this all through it. Then there was times where he goes up to a house, and, you know, most games, you're allowed to go into the house, right? No big deal. And you look for stuff, or you rob things, or you pick up ammo. You can't even go into the house. It won't let you. And then there's these passageways that you can't even fit through. It's like, even though the door is this big, it won't let you go through.
Yeah, but this is what I was about to say to you. So when I watched this game, one thing straight away, it popped up to me, and I thought, wow, that looks like DayZ back in the day.
Yeah.
It looked like it was on the same engine. It looked like it was on the same map. It had the same buildings, and it nearly had the same people. And I just wondered if he was slating the game, but it's actually like, I didn't do the research like you did, but I just thought, oh, maybe it's one guy and he's trying to make a game and he's just trying to go along and do what he can do. Because the way the people, he was like, these ain't zombies. These are people that look drunk. This is like drunkards. Yeah. Looking at it, and they were like, and they were just like, they weren't even doing anything to him. They were just like waving their arms about and walking towards him. But it very much did remind me of the very early days on DayZ when we used to play that game, and it was the first game that was real open world where it was just a map and you and your friends would go on there and there would be nothing to do apart from find weapons and then shoot people if you see some. But you might only have 3 people on a server. So you've got this like 100-mile square piece of land and you're trying to run into one person that's in that land somewhere and you never see them. But I thought it just looked like that. And the other thing I was going to say is, it was probably about 10 years ago or 8 years ago or something, they had this big thing where people started bringing out games on Kickstarters and stuff like that. And what happened was they brought them out just to reel money in, but never to focus on the game again, just to get the money in, take the money and run and say the game's been dropped. And what actually happened was Steam and Valve actually put this thing out where they said, if you sign up to go on Steam, you have to have it out in a certain timescale. It has to be realistic. And so basically that's what's happened now. So it might be that this game just got dropped because of that, you know?
Yeah, but the guy completed the game and everything. It's just that for the amount of money, even if it was the $4 million figure, for what he put together, it's just like he just slap crap on there with some really cheap engine, threw a few things down. Even the zombies don't look like zombies. But there was one funny part during the review where he's trying to run away from the zombies that they're not even running. They're going like really slow. And he goes, oh, I feel like I'm in such trouble now. Watch, they're going to attack me. And he just walks around them and gets away. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going like, it's so good. You got to watch it. It's funny. Really funny. But then he goes on the other video he did where it was just straight footage. He goes into the server to see if anybody's playing. Right. You know, because it's a game for up to 32 players, I believe. So he goes into the server. There's like 10 instances of the game. Nobody's playing. It's all zeros.
But I've played. Do you know what? I've played a few games like this. I've actually had it where I've gone to shows and developers have come up to me and they're like, they see that I'm press or whatever. And they're like, oh, what'd you do? I said, I got a podcast. They go, oh, we'll send you some keys. And when they send you keys, you're always inclined to go, all right, I'll try it. I might play it. I might not. Blah, blah, blah. But every now and then you get given these keys and you think, what is this, man? Like, this game is literally nothing. There's nothing in this game. Like, do you remember the other day we played Starship Simulator?
Right.
And it had the best concept ever. It was like being on Enterprise. But then all of a sudden, we went downstairs from the first deck. And it said, it does warn you. It says, this game's not started yet. It's not even in the first, like, blah, blah, blah. It's like
pre-alpha.
It's like pre-alpha basic. But you could download it and see it. And I remember we all just fell through the floor and died straight away. And then it was just the rooms. It was just outlines of rooms. And sometimes that is what you get. But I don't think this game is that. I think this game was more a money grab.
Never to be released
or seen again.
They just tossed something together just to say that they did it and then walked away with $4 million.
But you can't do that now anymore on Steam because they come back at you. Alk Holiday says they look like they've got stockings on their heads. Zombie bank robbers. Maybe they should cross it over into... what's it called? That game I was talking about earlier.
Payday
3.
Yeah, get them paid.
See, Payday stuff like zombies.
Really yeah, Payday. Like, stuff like this really annoys me because it's like there's so many good developers out there who are waiting to get a break. And this man or woman, whoever it was who made this game, got £4 million out of community and then just created a huge pile of dookie. And now the people who backed him aren't seeing what they wanted from it. And I'm betting he said, oh, it'll be this amazing thing. It'll do this, it'll do that. And then has just delivered nothing.
Where is this game? Is it on Steam?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Steam has a policy.
I think it's $22 or something.
So Steam has a policy where if it doesn't get updated to the level that it's meant to be in the timescale, they'll just get taken off. They'll pull it away.
They'll be pulling this away then pretty soon.
I'm surprised it's even on there in this stage. Unless they've got a timescale to get the work done to change the game, but I haven't done that much research on it. Right, let's move on anyway, because Dead Matter is a dead game. It doesn't matter.
Ha ha! Funny,
but
Nick.
Go watch the review, because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's great.
Next
best
up,
part.
I want to talk about...
Don't tell me.
Vampire Survivors.
Oh, what? Vampire Survivors? I don't know what this game is.
I'm not being funny. For a game that's like £2, this is one of the best games of all time. I'm telling you. Ross, you like this game. You can't say that you don't like this game.
No, I enjoy the game.
I like watching you play it. I like watching you play it.
So, I did get a bit addicted. And I have got both. I've got both of the DLCs, which is Tides of Viscari and Legacy of the Moonspell. Now, that adds in loads of new like weapons and guns and stuff like that, but it also adds in loads of secrets. This game is the most newest, nostalgic game I've ever played because it's like, it just reminds me. It really, honestly, do you know what? I play this game when I come in from work or doing whatever, and I jump on the sofa. The kids hate it. They're like, oh, you're not playing that crap game again. I'm like, yes. I jump in. I switch the Xbox on downstairs. I sit on the sofa. I put my feet up. I chill. I don't talk to anyone on Discord or anything. And I just play this game, just one round a day I'm doing, or two rounds a day, just to knock off an achievement. And with the new DLCs, it's just brought in loads of new weapons and stuff, and loads of new evolutions, and loads of new characters and unlocks. And what I love about this game is it really gives me the feel of being back on one of my consoles as a kid in my room playing single player, where it's like, oh, if you do this, you're going to unlock that. So then you unlock that, and then you're like, oh, if you do this with this guy, he'll unlock this. And they brought a new DLC in and stuff, and it actually brings in like some really, really cool stuff. Like you've got Lake Viscari, I think it's called. And you have to go with special weapons and you have to break a crystal, and then it goes into another map, and you're underneath the lake and you're running around doing stuff there, and you have to break another crystal. The game did glitch out of me at that point, and it was unlimited gold and stuff I was getting. But this game, I just gotta say, like, I'm up to, achievements-wise, I'm up to 180 at the moment. Like, wow. Literally, I think I've got another... I thought I had 4 left, and then I unlocked another character, and it was like, I went back to the achievement screen, it's like, oh, you've got another 20, and I was like, oh my god. Thought I had them all done, man, but I didn't. But I just wanted to say, if anybody wants a nostalgic game, which is very easy, you laid back, it's one control, man, it's just one joystick. Just move around, just run around. It fires itself, does everything itself. And like I said, at Insomnia, we played couch co-op, me and Trev, and Ross was there. and Epic Snare was there, and we had Plan 4 player, and it was really fun little game just to chill on the sofa with, man.
I loved it. I'm actually still sad we didn't get to play more together.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We was out on most of the night, so we didn't get to play it that much. But Vampire Survivors, I'm really, really hoping that they bring across, like, they bring it to multiplayer over the internet, because that would just make it so cool, man. I think that'd be a night where we could play community nights to just unlock achievements. And community nights is something I want to do. I want to get back into community nights, man.
Me too. Yeah.
See if we can get it going again.
I was thinking about doing one this Friday, but I think I might be out now.
Yeah, it's too soon. We need to set up an event and put it up.
Yeah. If anyone out there wants to do an event, I'm more than happy to let you use the room, do an event. I'll set it up. I'll put all the information out there for people to tell you if they're coming. Or TV programs. Anyone wants to watch a weekly TV program on the Discord, like I was doing Red Dwarf Nights. Comic was saying about doing a Only Fools and Horses night would be good, going for one of them episodes.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Where we just come in, we chat, and then we just play the thingy and people watch it and we just chat and stuff over it. If anybody else wants to do that, I want to try and get more stuff happening in the Discord. So everybody, if anyone wants to do that, just DM me on the Discord and I'll see what I can do.
I want to do it because I can't see that unless I have BritBox, and I don't have BritBox.
You can watch it with us lot, can't you?
That's what I mean. So.
DJ Crawford said the last achievements are so difficult. Which ones are you talking about? Because I'm just intrigued to see if I've done them or not. So I've done all of the ones for the lake. I've done all of the ones where you got to get to the 31st minute. So if you need to work out how to do them, I can show you how to do them very easy. I've done everything. I've killed the Grim Reaper. I've done loads of stuff on there. So if anybody's got any ones that they are stuck on, just drop me a message. I'll be more than happy to check it out and help people out.
One thing I wanted to bring up, DJ Crawford said apparently Soulstone Survivors is getting a lot of love. I'm glad you brought that up because that's the game that I play that I really like. And really all it is a Vampire Survivors type game, but much better graphics.
And I'm going 100%. I will play that as soon as I finish Vampire Survivors. I don't want to play it before because then it might, if it's good, I might jump ship.
I was playing it a lot and I haven't played it recently. I did hear that there's been some updates, and so now I got to go back and see what they've done. But that game was a blast. It's just like you, except, you know, the better graphics. I was having so much fun with that game.
Yeah.
I got to get back to that one, but that's a lot of fun.
DJ Crawford said just the main game, not done the 31st minutes yet. The inverse levels are really tough. So it's all about like what you start with and what weapons you get and what you evolve, basically. If you get the right starter missions, like I always find I will pick up the garlic straight away because the garlic always gives you that freedom to run around. In the inverse ones, you want to sort of go for, because a lot of them are, you have to play a certain level. So as long as you pick the right weapons as you start, so it's, I always go for, what are the birds called? Where you got the purple and the white birds. I can't remember what they're called.
Burbs.
Burbs?
Yeah, I call them burbs.
It's a Rossism, man. It's a Rossism.
Man, it's just like, he just comes out with his stuff and it's like just throws you off what you're trying to do. Is it ebony birds? Well, they're really good. So Ravens? I get the garlic. And the life, because that always gives you a trickle of life back. Then I get the two birds. They're always good. But you need to have something that fires off very quick so you can run through the crowd. But when you get into the higher levels of stuff, the King Bible is really good as well. Yeah, that spins fast. And when that evolves, you can get some really good stuff out of that. But yeah, also, if you want to get the 31st minute, the easiest way to do it is to get the Clock Lancet. And then you'll see on the side of the map says a yellow ring and a silver ring. You collect both of them and the Clock Lancet. Make them get up to level 10. Then they evolve. And when they evolve, when the Grim Reaper comes, it will actually freeze him. And you could just keep running away. And every time he gets close to you, he gets frozen again and you run away. And it gives you a chance to get the 31st minute, which is really cool to get through. And that's what I like about this game. It sort of makes you feel like, you do feel like you're achieving stuff. Like, oh, I've done another one. Like, especially sometimes, like I done a run through the other day, and it was a run through I weren't even expecting, and I literally got 6 unlocks in one go on the really high end stuff, because I'm at the point now where it's like I've got like these moon spell characters, and it's like last 15 minutes, kill 6,000 of one enemy, and get to level 80, and I could do all of them, and also like level up their special weapons, and I'm doing all of them in one go, and it's like really, really crazy. It's all going mad on screen. I'm really, really enjoying it.
When you were streaming the game, there was one part where you're like, you put your guy in the middle, and then you just kind of like waited for 5 minutes. You never moved him, and everything was getting destroyed. Yeah. Around.
So this is another tip for some people. Sometimes it's good to keep moving around, and what will happen is if you keep wandering across the screen into the enemies, it will bring you back your life. But with some weapons, you're better off standing still because it works where they can't get close to you, and then you can get some life back. But you need to know which ones do what. The one you watched me of, Grey, I had to kill over 100,000 enemies in one place. And it was running along a bridge. And you just keep running for 20 minutes, basically. But you have to run into them to rack up all of these kills. And that's why when you saw me, it was the other map. It was the other map. Because the newer maps have got, they look a bit like Zelda. They feel like them sort of maps. And I couldn't move from the area, so I just stood there. And I was so powerful that they were just running into me. But it's a really cool game.
You're racking up all kinds of points and gold, and they're just like dying, just going zzzz.
Yeah, but I can't stress enough, like, do you know what? I see it all the time, I hear it all the time. Even from my own kids and missus, I'll put this game on, I'll play it, and they're like, oh, you're playing that boring game again, all you do is run around, it's just so noisy, it makes me angry, it's just noisy. And I'm like, you don't know what's going on. And when you do know what's going on, you can see that I'm doing this for a reason, to get this achievement, because I want to complete all the achievements. So I'm doing... One minute I might be standing still, next minute I might be running through, next minute I might be doing certain weapons. You know, you got to do what you got to do to get that all ticked off. And I want to tick off all them achievements on that.
I get ticked off all the time.
With Ross.
That was a good Ross joke, but it was better. Ross, yeah. I want to write, Ross is slowly shrinking, have you noticed?
Yeah.
Look how large
I think
we
it's because he's falling. He keeps falling asleep, doesn't he? Are you falling asleep, no, Ross?
I'm not falling asleep, it's just my chair.
I took a little tiny Ross.
Because it's
you took the
and
wheels off. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that way when you lean back, you just go crashing in the floor.
Man, dude just needs to get a new chair. Right.
Ross,
right, let's move on. Grey, so I believe you've got a game you want to talk about, which you think might be a really good game for the community.
Well, again, DJ Crawford, the man's everywhere. Anyway, he mentioned this game called Void Crew, and he was thinking like it might be a good co-op game. So I decided I wanted to see what this is all about. So he put a clip in there, and I was able to find some gameplay that was, you know, like about 30 minutes long. So I was watching these four guys. Apparently they're in a spaceship, a rather large one, actually. And you go on different missions flying, and the graphics are pretty good. They're decent. So they're basically, you go on these separate missions where you got to go and, you know, pick up something, deliver something, steal something, whatever it might be. But what happens is a lot of times you get stopped by either authorities or pirates or whatever, and you got to fight your way off. But the problem or the fun part of the game is that as you're getting attacked or they're attacking you, the ship is constantly getting damaged. So one guy is running around constantly repairing stuff everywhere, and the other guys are all manning their guns, and the other one is trying to steer the ship. And it looked like a lot of fun. And I think as far as a co-op, I saw four. So I figure it's a co-op for four. I don't think it's any more
I feel
than
like
that.
That's the kind of game we need at the moment. And sorry, to anyone listening back, Grey, you wouldn't have heard this, but anyone listening back, I went to go on Steam to look, because we played a game like this before where it's four-player in a starship, but it's multiplayer. You fight against other crews. And I just tried to load it up, and it started playing the video over you talking. So if anyone heard any crazy music or anything, then it was because I was like, I can't shut it down.
I think we should try it, though, because it did look like a lot of fun. These guys seem like they're having
a good
time.
Yeah, but how much is it?
I don't think it was expensive. I think it was did I write it in the notes? I might not have done that. I think it was like 25 bucks.
Yeah, well, what we could do... Yeah. Oh, 20 quid. What we could do is, if we got four of us to play it, we could all buy it at the same time, play it for an hour, and if it's any good, keep it, and if it's not, we'll refund it.
As long as but you know what, 20, it's 20 bucks, that's not bad at all. I mean, considering a lot of games.
Yeah, but what I find with these games is they put out these videos saying, oh, it's going to be really fun for you. And then you get in it and it's just a bit empty and dead. And you're like, there's not actually a lot in here to do. You know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, well, that's why I kind of watched this one. Since it lasted a half an hour, you know, I was surprised it was good for the whole half hour. Now, beyond that, I don't really know. But, you know, they only stopped playing because they just, you know, that was it for the 30 minutes. There was still stuff going on.
Yeah, see, I want to find a game. I want to find a game we can get the community back in. Like, that Elite Dangerous was next level for community. Like, it was so good. Sure. Like, we was getting on. I can't believe it. I was setting my alarm at 6 in the morning. Yeah. So I could get on and write up the orders for the, all of our crew to go and do their jobs. And we was counting every hour how many missions we'd all done. So like Gray'd be like, he'd be like, I've done 4 missions on medium level. That's this many points. He'd put it in the message. I would put it onto the sheet. And then through the day, we'd all get that. And at the end of the day, when the game struck end of day, we would count up how many fights we did. And next day, we'd all look on the BGS, which is the program that runs all the stats. We'd look on it and we'd be like, right, so we've done 460 points. And then we'd get absolutely annihilated that day. And we'd be like, what? Like, we've done 30 people doing 20 runs each. How have they smashed us? And it's like, they're getting mercenaries in and they're doing it. And they beat us here and they beat us there. Another time it was like, it was the government. They got a government level group in to try and help. Do you remember? Because we kept offending them. Yeah. So it was really, really cool. But, oh man, I find it so frustrating that we had it was so good, but it was let down by the game not allowing us to open up what we was doing.
Right. You literally hit the brick wall with stuff.
Well, the thing is, now you've got Fargoids all over the system and everybody has to get on and fight the Fargoids. And they're saying it's not about fighting each other, it's about fighting the Fargoids. But do you think they're ever going to bring this out where you can go out into space and do stuff?
The whole point of not doing it is they don't have the money. They don't care about the game that much. They're off doing other games that make it the devs a lot more money. They license games like Warhammer and other things, and they do those games and they just make a lot of money. They don't. The budget's just not there anymore.
Wait until Star Citizen opens up.
That's like a problem on the other side. In other words, Star Citizen is so much better and has so much great stuff going for it. But it has issues with, you know, breaking down or not being able to play or bugs or whatever. So people get frustrated. So it's almost like two different types of problems, you know, with each of the games. I always said if you could take Star Citizen and Elite and merge the two, wow, you would have a hell of a game.
It'd be an awesome game if that was the case. But unfortunately, Star Citizen is not a game.
But why? Why?
I'm waiting for Nick to start.
He just pisses me off, though, because he says this, but he's never played the bloody thing.
Nick Rageometer.
He is one of them people. I'm going to class him in with the dicks because that's what they are. They've never played, seen, or know anything about the game. They look at YouTube videos. They hear something. They hear facts. And they just run with it. But they haven't played it. Like, loads of people have that opinion. Even Gray. Gray had the same opinion as you. He played it. And he was actually like, actually, it does need work, but this is actually an amazing game.
Yeah, there's some really great stuff in it. I mean, I admit it. But the bugs keep me get me bananas.
After a while. Split. But like,
no, not a banana split.
GR502 says Star Citizen will never come out. It will ruin the pyramid.
Oh dear, the pyramid.
Well, that's another whole story. But
no,
I get
because
it.
What one thing that people have to realize is yes, there's a lot of like. There's a lot of issues around how you buy the game, about buying ships for real money. But no one forces people to put money into the game. If they put a ship out tomorrow for 10 grand, someone will buy it. Like, you know, now you could say that guy's a mug, or you could say that guy loves the game. But if you go to that guy whose money it is, who's spending the money, he's doing it because he knows the game's good. And the thing is, whatever you think about the game, about it not coming out, about it being pre-alpha, about blah, 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 whatever, if you actually play the game, you will be 100% shocked how much detail is in that game.
It looks like a beautiful game, I'm not going to lie. I only say this just to wind you up a bit, Nick.
Yeah, but the thing is, it winds me up more, but not because you're trying to wind me up. It winds me up because there's genuine people out there that will not take a look or play the game, but will slate it. And that's what I hate. I hate it when someone, oh, do you know what, this game's this, that, and the other. Oh, it's crap, it does this, blah, 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 blah. Have you played the game? No, don't want to. Well, then just piss off then. Because if you're not willing to actually play or look at the game, then you're chatting shit, basically. Just don't do that. Do you know what I mean? Go and play it and then go, actually, I don't like this. Actually, I don't like that. But what you will find is all the haters on the game, if they actually played it for a couple of hours, would actually be like, do you know what? I see where everybody's coming from.
It looks stunning, the game itself, how graphically advanced it is, but also how much power it takes up. The whole thing about spending 10 grand on it, it's not even that much for a video game when you see CSGO. As an example, there's some skins in CSGO that's worth hundreds of thousands of pounds. So 10 grand for a ship or even...
Oh yeah, God.
Like gloves.
No, I don't think they got that high anymore. I think they go to about like 20 grand or something.
Grand for a skin, jeez.
Yeah, but you've got. But this is different. But you got to realize, CS:GO is one of the long-standing esports. Yeah. So you're gonna have players that make money in esports. So having skins that are super, super rare, or guns that clock up millions of kills on, they've got number counters on them. Yeah, they are gonna be worth money because they've got a value to somebody to have that. It's like me saying, "Oh, I've got a Manchester United T-shirt here." People will have a value in it because they follow that and everybody wants it, you know?
Gazbert said you can get cream at the pharmacy for thargoids.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to be rubbing thargoids on there.
I never put it past people that if they have the disposable income and they want to spend that kind of money on Star Citizen or whatever, then fine, you know? I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah,
as much as I can't believe it, and I see these people pay so much money for a ship in Star Citizen, well, I guess if you got the money, it's nothing to you.
And here we go. So this is going to prove it. So the Gazbeard. So how about me hating on Star Citizen when I have 5,000 hours in it and I am $1,850 invested? I'm about 400 invested, £400.
Does Ellen know you put that much money in it?
Yeah. She pays it just to keep me out of her face.
She's like, here, take the money. Get out my face.
Do you want another ship? Here's another grand.
She's a rare one. You better keep her.
See, Irish Guardian. So I won't buy any ships with the real money except for the load I already have. And Alcohol Holiday says, to be honest, I won't play Star Citizen because every time Nick plays it, all he does is complain. And I'm not going to lie. It does have a lot of issues which really annoy you, but... The difference between me and you is I've played it for thousands of hours. I've done everything in game. I've tried everything. I've learned everything. And I've managed to get bored because I've done everything and I need more from it now. But for somebody that's never played that before, there's thousands of hours just waiting for you to want to get into it. If you like Starfield, trust me, Starfield's got nothing on Star Citizen. Everything's realistic, Ross. You have to get the train from there to the star place.
Yeah, but there's no comparison because they're totally different games.
Yeah, and then from there you have to take off and you have to fly up into space. It might take you half an hour in one ship to fly to space.
I think I'll just get confused on the buttons. I'll press something and just blow myself up before I even got
to... You probably would, to be fair.
I'll just be like, ooh, what's this do? Nuclear explosion.
The Irish Guardian's like, he's not escaped the prison yet. Yeah, I actually have never escaped the prison. I always just leave the computer on and go away and come back 10 hours later. Because it's got real prison time.
Yeah, it's real time. You got to stay in prison.
What?
That's true.
Yeah.
You get thrown in prison, you have to wait, 2, 3, 5, 10 hours, depending on how bad the violation was, in real game time.
Yeah, but you can get your sentence down by going mining. So what they've done is they've made it fun to get out of prison now. So you can either try and bust out of prison... Or you can go down into the mines and you can fix the oxygen machines and you can find oxygen machines and they will take your sentence down. Or you can just sit there and wait for it. But I've had it before where I'm streaming the next day and I forgot I went to prison the night before. And then I've got on the computer because the game's been off. And I'm like, I'm going to go live. And I'm like, oh man, I'm in prison.
You're in prison.
And I think, I can't bother this.
So going to the mines is like the equivalent of the chain gang years ago. You're going down there and you're strapped in. You got to do all this work so you can reduce your sentence.
Yeah. But even that becomes fun because it's like some of the stuff is fun doing it. Like, it's really good.
Okay, I can get some of the stuff being fun, but I can't think of anything worse for a streamer to come on and basically like, oh yeah, I'm in the prison. I can't play this for 3 hours now.
Well, that's not actually true. So one of my friends, I won't name him, he used to play. And what he would do is he used to be an evil character where he would go and fight PvP. So what would happen is people would offer him these tickets, which get you out of prison, basically. So many of them, they're like
coins. Jail free cards.
Yeah, like they're like get out of jail free cards, but in there, but they're like coins. And what he would do is he'd be like, "You give me 100, and I will kill someone." So then what happens is he gets a bounty, because in Star Citizen, if you get a bounty on your head, what happens is it flags up as missions to other real people to go and kill you. So what he would do is he would fly to the corner of the galaxy, and then he'd get a bounty, he'd kill loads of people, he'd get like a bounty for real loads of money, and then he would just sit there and people would come to attack him. And he would be like, "Look, you give me 100 points and I'll kill another ship." They come, he kills them. But on the odd occasion that he dies, he wakes up in prison, he's already got the coin to get out of prison because of what everybody's given him.
Nice trick.
So he used to just spend the whole stream just killing people. Like really funny.
Who are we murdering today, guys?
That's the way to game the system.
Yeah. but the thing is, like, out of all the games you can play, how many games do you know where we can all jump in a multiplayer, we can all go and do something together, I mean, we can all have a laugh. We can all get on one ship. Yeah, we can all get on one ship. We can all fly out. We can all mine together. So we can get on the Reclaimer. I'll fly it. Both of you on the lasers. Two in the warehouse. Two on the guns. We could fly around, see another real ship. Be like, right, everyone to guns. Shoot it. We shoot it, and then we have to get off of our ship. We have to go and cut a hole in it. We have to take all the metal off it for the salvage, and then we unload all their gear onto our ship. You know, it's very good. He takes the bait every time. Right, if anyone's got any other questions about anything else, put them in the chat now, or any games you'd like to talk about, because otherwise we've got nothing else. Without Trev here, we haven't got anything else to talk about.
It's been an hour and 15 minutes. We've done pretty good. Longer than that,
I think, actually. I feel like we need more people to like give us games to talk about, or like DJ Crawford did, where he put in a game, said, "What do you reckon of this?" Because like me, I like strategies. I love strategy games, but I've played all of them. I was tempted to go back to doing the original XCOM.
You haven't played all of them. You didn't play Age of Wonders 4. I did.
No, I don't play the boring ones.
They're not boring. It's great. You would love it. I'm so glad I played the game. It was great. I know
just,
you would like it.
Just a nice guy. I feel like you're trolling us today. Like Farming today simulator. On stream, you had all that music going that you said you liked, but did you really like it?
I want to wait for Game Simulator, where you actually simulate a game that simulates a game that simulates a game.
That just sounds like a nightmare.
Exactly.
But he's talking about now, any of you guys played Dark Souls? I never play Dark Souls. I delete it every time I see it. You need to get hands on for that.
Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. I've played the board game version of it, but I haven't actually ever played the actual game.
Did you die?
No, I give up.
Okay, you are. Same thing then. The Gazbeard says Farming Simulator. Farming Simulator I did sort of play, but I just didn't get stuck into it. Alcohol Holiday says Total War Warhammer. I haven't played that, no. I actually went to WSAD. Is it WSAD? I never say it right. The show in London last week. And they had the new version there of that game, which I did look like getting into it, but it looked very big scale, like big armies and stuff. So what you need to do, everybody, what everyone needs to do is you need to have more conversations about these games in the Discord. And if you get more talking on the Discord, I can do more stuff on the Discord. That can bring more stuff in the Discord, and then we can do more bigger things for everybody. So
I'm already confused.
Yes.
That's true. Talking about different gaming events and stuff like that, EGX, if anyone's heading to that, let me know. I'll be heading down there for Saturday. It's on October the 13th till the 16th, I believe.
Okay, so I'll make an event for that for us all to meet up. What are you doing? Are you going to come down and get a hotel, or are you going back?
I'm not sure if I'm getting a hotel or not. I'm going to wait for a couple of weeks before. I'm thinking about just going down for the day and then going back. But if everyone's coming, I might come down and get a hotel.
Well, the reason why I asked you that question is because what we normally do is if we're going to set up a day for people to come down, go to the show and go out for a few drinks and that, which is a good night out, like we have a good time, what we do is everyone gets a cheap hotel near my house. So that's just in Heathrow, just out of West London. And then what happens is everybody's in the same hotel. We meet up. Some people come the night before. What we do is we meet up, we all go on the train together. The train's only like 25 minutes, half hour. We all get on a train, go to the show, and then we stay out, have a few beers and that. And then we all come back on the train together at night. And then you go in your hotel for the night, and in the morning you leave, and I go to bed. So, if anyone wants, anyone's up for EGX for the day, let us know. It would be a really good day out.
I'll tell you what I'm waiting for. What I'm waiting for. 2 weeks from today, Assassin's Creed Mirage comes out.
Was that a new one?
Yep, brand new. I can't wait because it's going to be going back to a little bit to what the style of Origins, which is
where's
great.
It based?
It's based in, I think they said it was ancient Baghdad, if I'm correct. But boy, I've seen a lot of the stuff on it. It's a shorter game because it wasn't meant, it originally was meant to be a DLC to Valhalla. And then they said, you know, we can make a game out of this. So they're making a full game, but it's not as large as some of the prior games. So it's going to be a little shorter, not in quality. The quality is going to be there, but in, you know, overall length. But I just can't wait because I've seen everything and it's back to the style that I like a lot. Not that I didn't like Valhalla. I enjoyed Valhalla, but it was getting too much into the Viking thing, and I wanted to get back towards more of the, you know, stuff I liked in Origins and even the games after that. So yeah, that's in 2 weeks, and I just can't wait. Everything I've seen in this game looks great. I'll be playing the heck out of that game.
Yeah,
I'll probably be splitting time in that and Starfield. Mm. But that's the next major game coming up that a lot of people are looking forward for.
Justin Ice Guy says, by the way, any of you guys seen or played CS2? And what's your opinion on it? Is that CSGO, the second version?
Yeah, it's basically the graphical update that everyone's been talking
all
about.
All I hear about that is smoke.
Yeah, the smoke, the thing about the smoke is you can actually interact with it and remove it, which will actually affect the competitive play with esports and all that, how people play it. CS2 looks very interesting, especially how it's going to play in the esports world and all the different tricks and things you're going to see at high-level play. Low-level play, it looks more pretty, and it's the same game, but a bit better smoke and a bit better physics.
GR502 says, do you have any comments on the new Microsoft leaks? I don't know anything about it.
We were supposed to talk about that, and I completely forgot about that.
Ross forgot about it. Ross forgot again.
No, I do we put it in the notes or not?
No, but go ahead.
Yeah, the Microsoft leaks of the new Xbox release dates.
Oh, yeah, because he spoke about this before the pod, and I was like, don't talk about it now. Talk about it when you get on there.
Yeah, and then none of us
it wasn't in the
up.
Notes. We all completely forgot.
But now, new Xbox leak. New Xbox is coming out in 2028, apparently.
Was it leaked
That's
or was
quite...
it forced?
Who knows? Who knows? It seems interesting.
It was an accidental, on purpose leak.
There was a version of the Xbox Series S that came out, but the original design behind it was like a big, massive Pringles can kind of thing. It looked like a tube.
Pringles can. Yeah.
It did. It looked funny. There's a lot of games that have been leaked. I don't have a list with me right now of the games that have been leaked, but there's some interesting ones out there. A remaster of, I think it was one of the Fallout games is getting a remaster as well. A couple of games are just getting remasters, remakes, and it's
yeah, yeah, I can give you a little bit real quick. Now remember, this is something that was done when Microsoft was looking to buy Bethesda at the time. So some of this news is a little old, and some of the dates they have on here obviously are not true, and that would the dates would be later, assuming that this is actually going to happen. Originally, it said that there was going to be an Oblivion remaster in 2022. There was going to be a Doom Year Zero, which is a new Doom game, in 2023. There was going to be Elder Scrolls in 2024, a Fallout 3 remaster, a new Dishonored 3. So when I started seeing all this, I'm going like, yeah, because I want to see Elder Scrolls, obviously. I love Doom, so I want to see that. Dishonored
yeah, but
was
they've been
one of
done,
best...
though, haven't they? It's like...
Yeah, but if they're good, it doesn't matter.
Do you want
like
to go back to it?
Dishonored 1 and 2 and the DLCs were so good, so I can't wait to see what they
all
do.
Right,
with
so Oblivion. I played Oblivion into Oblivion and completed everything, done everything on it. But even though I had fond memories of doing that, I wouldn't want to go back and do it again with better graphics.
Well, I didn't play Oblivion, so if they're going to remaster it, now I would consider it. you know, depending on how old it was and how good it might look. But going back to a remaster for a second, because that gets me going sometime. They just recently announced that they're going to be doing Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 and remastering it. Now, I saw some of the content videos. I saw the video of what it looks like before and after with it. But for me, in my own opinion...
You can't remaster Tomb Raider 1, man. That was famous for them trying.
Well, I admit the graphics looked a little better, but to me, it's like 1, 2, and 3... I had my fun with them. They were a blast, you know, way back when.
That's how I feel about any remaster.
And I'm done with it. The games are way, way too old for me to ever go back and play it, especially when the new Tomb Raiders are so good. So when they did the remaster and I saw the footage, I'm like, it's just putting a slightly better skin over the same game. And I'm like, yeah.
Lara's
so
just put a new top on.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're going to remaster something, why wouldn't you remaster something that's not quite as old? That's like really old. Now, for instance, I would rather see a remake. When they did Dead Space, which I just bought, it was on sale finally instead of $60. It was like 30 or whatever. They did a complete remake of the game, not a remaster. They built it from the ground up, and they totally redid the game, at least 70-80% of it or whatever. And it looks unbelievable. It looks so good. Now, can you imagine if they used those techniques to remake Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3, and let's say Unreal Engine 5. Wow, I would buy those games in a second. That would be so good. But they're not doing that.
So you're talking all about that, and I'm just sitting here thinking, it's taken me all these years to realize I've never met anyone called Lara. Is that a real name?
Lara Croft.
Do you know anyone called Lara?
Sure.
No, you don't.
Not right now, but I've known
Lara. Who do you
know
called Lara, you lying bastard?
I know Layla.
You don't know Laura's any Laras.
Laura's not that uncommon a name.
Not Laura. Lara.
I know Layla.
Not spelled that way. Lara, I see what you're saying. Okay. L-A-R-A, Lara. Got it.
You've never met
Laura,
a Lara.
Laura. Whatever. It's all in the spelling. Everybody spells names different now and pronounces it the same way.
If it's called... Her name's Lara Croft. It's not Laura.
Then why do people do something like... I'll give you for instance. I saw one time this person, her name was Debbie. Everybody knows Debbie, right? Debbie. So most of the normal spelling for Debbie generally is D-E-B-B-I-E, right? But then I went online one time just because I was curious. And there's...
Now you're getting this muddled up with Dobby, mate.
No, they spell their names D-E-B-B-I-E, D-E-B-B-Y, D-E-B-B-Y-E.
Yeah, but you're still missing the point.
It's all Debbie.
Yeah, because that's Debbie, but that's like... Debbie spelled a different way, that's fine. Her name's not Laura. It's Lara.
I get it. But I'm saying it's so similar to Laura. It really, you know.
No, it's not. It's nothing to do with Laura. Can someone put in chat? Oh my God, he's killing me. Why does he think Lara Croft's name is actually Laura? It's not. It's Lara.
I didn't say that. You're right. Lara, right. But that doesn't mean there isn't a Lara.
Okay,
around.
If I started calling you Gree. I'll say it's just a different spelling.
It sounds like a new cheese.
It sounds like a Groot, but in grey form.
Sounds like scraped off of Grey's feet.
Oh, let's get some of that Gree on that.
Yes, put some Gree. Put some Gree on a cracker.
But my point is, I've never met anyone called Lara. There's loads of Laras. Lara Flynn Boyle, for example. Who's that? I don't know who that is.
I just because I had to look this up, I just put in, you know, people named Lara. And it's like, I mean, I'm looking. 1980, Lara Pulver, Lara Flynn Boyle.
Who's Lara Flynn Boyle?
I don't know. Eduardo Lara, Lara Gutt. There's a whole bunch of Laras. Now look, most famous people named Lara.
Lara Croft.
No.
She's not even on the list. She's taking the piss.
Here's the most famous person, Lara Fabian. I don't know what they do, but there's famous people named Lara.
The famous actress.
This is funny. There's a whole bunch of Laras. There you go. So we just.
But it is.
One.
It's just a name that you never hear.
It's all over the internet.
Apart from when Cilla Black was alive, and she was like, ooh. Lara, Lara laughs.
Okay.
Grace Wilson. You don't know who I'm talking about.
No idea.
Who?
You're too young, dude. You're too young.
Lara, Lara, Lara.
Right. With that brings us to the final end of today's podcast.
Aww. But we'll be back next week.
Yeah, what I want to do is, I'm not going to lie, I want to do the podcast how we did the Starfield special. I want us all to play a game that we can all get stuck into and we can all talk about it properly.
Where okay,
we can
in 2 weeks, in depth. Assassin's Creed Mirage, big game. So in yeah. 2 weeks,
do I have to pay for it?
Playing that game.
Huh? Do I have to pay for it?
I don't know, because I think it might be on Game Pass because they have a little deal going.
All right. Maybe between us four, we should get a vote from the community of what game we have to play that week. And then whatever it is, we all have to play like a minimum of an hour on it.
The only stipulation, it has to be on PC Game Pass, so no one has to pay for it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. A game
or,
that's on yeah, Game Pass,
the game
we've
is,
got to play.
Or the game is under $10.
The Gaz Beard says Cities Skylines 2 is about to drop today. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't play that game, so I have no idea.
Al says World of Warcraft. Irish Guardian says definitely not Payday 3. You have to make a blasted account. Oh my god! That is really? What I was wanting to talk about, and I totally forgot. Yeah, because wow. I was saying about how I didn't like the game. Oh my god, you get in, the game loads up, and it says, can you load in your account? You're like, I ain't got an account. So then you click the button, and it says, it takes you to their form. You have to put your email address, your postcode, not your postcode, your password, and then you have to wait for them to send you a verification code to put in to sign up to their whole thing. And then it's just a whole palaver. It takes ages to go through. And I did do it, and I just thought, this is pissing me off.
That's interesting. Why are they doing that?
Irish says, I got to there, and I was like, nah, bye.
they're gonna say it's for security reasons. But
yeah, and then you're
going to
get loads
man.
Of crap.
That's it. From them. Gazbeard said, this land is my land on Steam. I looked at that game. I didn't play it, but it looked really interesting.
So do you would you be happy if I put a message in after the thing saying, give us some votes, whoever's listened to the podcast or whoever's watched the podcast live, put in the main chat, like the general chat or in the podcast room, put in the game you want us to play from Game Pass this week. And we'll get a couple of hours in it, or we'll focus on it, and we'll make that the focus of next week's show. And we'll do that every week as one game. Can you not commit the time to that?
Yeah, I can commit an hour.
Otherwise,
to
I
that.
Sack you.
Well, as long as they don't make the suggestion on Thursday morning, and we have no time to play it.
Yeah, and as long as you shave, that'll be fine with me.
As long as you shave, sure.
As long as I shave.
Yeah, you said you'd sack me.
I don't get it.
I don't either. And with that, we're at the end of the show.
Is he talking about shaving his sack or something?
No.
Crack back and sack. What's he talking about again?
I like
he's
that
lost
one.
Us,
that's,
man. He has lost us.
That's a good
us.
One.
But yeah, this is the end of the podcast. Put your games.
Kidding. Only kidding.
Put your games into the general chat or in the podcast room, and basically put it in there. By the weekend. So tomorrow's Friday. We'll pick it on Saturday and then we'll go from there. And then we can play it. It gives us the weekend and some other time. And it's got to be in Game Pass, yeah. Or it's got to be free to play, thanks. I can't make them all buy games. And with that, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Cheers for coming, everybody. Cheers, you guys, for coming in. There won't be an outro. I will just go quiet and I'll raid somebody else. I appreciate you all coming in. Cheers, people. Bye-bye. Cheers.